producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Is the world ready for another hour or two focused on you and your health? You are ready for it, so make way for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here at 888-553-7536. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to spend some time on Good Day Health as we go through and clarify, from Dr. Ken's perspective, some of the most important medical issues of the week. And certainly that includes all the attention that has been given to the Zika virus. Ken's in Florida. The governor there has declared an emergency because of Zika. It's been sexually transmitted by somebody in Texas. The Red Cross says if you have been exposed to the Zika virus, don't give blood. Lots of new Zika warnings. I say it's a bunch of hooey. Dr. Ken is going to tell you that it's not. And why?
Well, living in a county that's very close to another county that already has some cases, and let me just explain to you why the Zika virus is not a bunch of hooey. Doug, with the Zika virus, the potential hazard to the fetus is so substantial and so tragic that the Zika virus threatens one of the most intense, wired-in human instincts, a mother's will to protect her baby. And that's why this is not a lot of hype. This is a lot of fear. There's a lot of panic. And I'm living in a county, next to a county, where cases have already occurred. And the Florida governor declared Zika this week an emergency. Governor Rick Scott has declared a health emergency in four counties after at least nine, and it's now up to 13 cases of the mosquito-borne Zika illness were detected in Florida. All of the cases are from people who contracted the disease while traveling to affected countries. The Zika virus is linked to brain deformities in babies, and this is the update this week. And the concern is that the mosquito that carries the virus is very well founded in Florida, so it's just a matter of time, I think, that the mosquito here in Florida is going to be carrying the virus. Also, we learned this week that the CDC is advising pregnant women that if your male sexual partner has traveled to or lives in an area with active Zika virus transmission, you should abstain from sex or use condoms the right way. And here's the words from the CDC. Every time you have vaginal, anal, and oral sex for the duration of the pregnancy. So Zika has been transmitted sexually in Texas. This is not the first case in America. It's not common. Fortunately, it's rare, but it does occur. These new recommendations came one day after a Dallas, Texas woman became infected with the virus after having sex with someone who had recently returned from Venezuela infected with the mosquito-borne virus. Also this week, as Doug alluded to, the Red Cross took steps to keep Zika virus out of the blood supply, and I think they're going to be effective. The American Red Cross has asked potential blood donors who have traveled to areas where Zika infection is active to wait 28 days before giving blood. People who give blood and substantially develop symptoms of Zika virus within 14 days of their donation, they should notify the Red Cross so their blood can be quarantined. And don't be afraid about notifying the Red Cross. They're not going to come and get you. They're just going to keep your blood away from everybody else. And also, just late breaking, right before we came on the air, the CDC added a new Zika warning for pregnant women and their sex partners. Pregnant women with a male sexual partner who has traveled to or lives in an affected area active with Zika virus transmission should refrain from sex or use condoms during sex until the pregnancy is over. The CDC said the precaution is in place until we know more, their words, about the dangers of sexual transmission of the mosquito-borne virus, which is linked to thousands of cases of microcephaly. This is small brain in newborns in Brazil. So this is, I think, is not a lot of hype, and it's just a lot of concern among what I think is one of the most important natural instincts in human beings, the desire for a mother to protect her baby.
There's absolutely no question that the desire that mothers have to protect their children is well-founded, well-placed, and this was a good, strong, solid discussion. My suspicions are, because the CDC is in the position where they are, more often wrong than right. They also tend to get people all hyped up about things. I would like to compare, if we can, the Ebola virus and how that affected the area that it was in Africa to this and how to handle it. To me, this looks like a way for some drug company to cash in, make a lot of money, develop a virus. I'm sorry, but the virus they're developing.
You should only be so lucky that some drug company can come up with a vaccine. Have you seen the videos of the thousands of kids?
Yeah, but that's, if you look at that, apparently there's something else that is down there. Whether it gets here, I think caution is probably better than not. But I, as you know, get my hackles up when the news media goes off on a tangent like this and so scares everybody. And I just, my gut tells me, that's all. I'm not a doctor. You're the doctor.
People say, I listen. Yeah. When your gut talks, I listen.
Yeah. So I think that in most of the places in America where there is a frost, where the ground is frozen or where the air at some point goes below 32 degrees, there isn't a problem now. Could there be in the spring? Maybe. Florida doesn't have frost. Therefore, it probably is more susceptible. The states that don't have a frost, more susceptible to this. Spreading it around by having sex is, as you suggested, easily stopped if you're being responsible. If you've been to these areas and could be bitten by a mosquito, you don't know whether the mosquito has, probably most people don't even know they've been bitten by a mosquito. Oftentimes that happens. I know that's happened to me here. I find, though, this is maybe if you err on the side of caution, which is what you're suggesting, that's the better position to take.
Yeah, I don't want people to panic. I just want to exercise some caution because, you know, nothing creates more panic.
Yeah.
When seeing the outcome of a pregnancy like this.
Yeah.
So
that's
you can see that.
Yeah, and that's the natural thing is to protect yourself and the baby. And to see a baby who has this, there's increasing talk of abortion because of this. The test that's made, how all mothers should go through blood, all kinds of blood testing and ultrasounds and that sort of thing to see about the health of their baby. If a mother has a baby, a fetus that has this disease or malady, do you advise that they get an abortion? Not that we have to advise.
That is a personal decision. That is way beyond my pay grade question.
All right. I don't hold with abortion at all. But under the circumstances, if you knew something like this was going to happen and the baby was going to be affected for that life.
That's a very difficult question.
I think
that's on an individual basis. And
But it has raised the issue.
There's no right answer.
The issue of whether to have an abortion or not under this circumstance has been raised a lot during the course of this conversation over the past couple of weeks. And so it's another angle here, but it's a personal decision.
And this is a question that comes up with many of the illnesses that are diagnosed in utero, and we know that we're never going to have a normal baby, and that's a very difficult ethical question. And boy, we could talk about that for 2 hours, but it would probably get boring after a while.
888-553-7536 to be in touch with Dr. Ken for his medical advice, for his medical consultation, for his medical intuition. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology in Mondora, Florida, outside of Orlando. If you'd like to go visit him, many of you listen to this program like a religion almost every weekend, and that's kind of cool. If you have questions that you can't get answered, you can call in here to the program. Ken can take a stab at it. If you'd like to have a more thorough examination in his office, help yourself to lakecardiology.com, or you can call the office at 352-735-1400. Our number here on the air, 888-55-DRKEN. Valentine's Day is around the corner. Those of you who want to look better and feel better ought to listen to Ken explain why Genucel is a good thing for you to take for bags. And probably I was going to say take like it was a capsule, but you put it on. Ken's going to describe the whole event here and why it is good for your self-image and thus good for all that ails you, if you know what I mean.
What an eventful weekend. It's Super Bowl weekend, and yes, Valentine's Day is coming up. It's here, and Chamonix will double the celebration this year. Call right now and order Genucel treatment for bags and puffiness under the eyes, and you will simply get double your order for free. Genucel, it's an all-natural treatment with stem cell therapy and advanced peptides to get rid of bags and puffiness under the eyes. Genucel, it's scent-free and never contains petroleum byproducts, parabens, or other pharmaceutical preservatives. And with Genucel's immediate effects, you'll see these effects amazingly in just 12 hours. You have nothing to lose because Genucel's proven effectiveness and this incredible deal. They're backed by the best customer service in the business and Chamonix's ironclad 60-day money-back guarantee.
All right, so if you're interested in how you look and you've had a lot of bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, that sort of thing, Genucel is scent-free, never contains petroleum byproducts or other pharmaceutical preservatives. Available now by calling 800-822-6145. That's 800-822-6145. Say goodbye to the puffiness, goodbye to the bags. And if you call in the next 20 minutes, you get a free instant 50% off coupon on any of the other face products that Chamonix has. So call now and lock in this wonderful way to take care of your face. 800-822-6145. Yeah, I say face because it is your face. Your eyes, most important thing on your face and what's around them affects how people see you and how you see yourself. So get rid of them. It's easy and inexpensive. 800-822-6145.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
888-553-7536 on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken is here. Medical information. I see seafood is good for the brain. Who have those people who have a genetic risk for Alzheimer's. I wondered whether taking fish oil was as good, fish oil supplements, as actually having the seafood. You usually say, eat the food, don't worry about the supplements.
Well, I think eating the food is the best way, and this is actually how they measured it in this study. This was published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It's good news for seafood lovers. Mercury found in fish does not lead to mental decline, and eating moderate amounts of seafood has a protective effect for people with a specific genetic risk for Alzheimer's disease.
21 after with Dr. Ken on Good Day Health.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. I bet if you send an email to Dr. Ken at lakecardiology.com, you'd get the message across as well. Your job is to figure out what's going on with you. If you haven't been able to, I mean, figure it out in the sense that, you know, there's a problem. Tell us your story and let's get to a quick question. We don't need, nor do we want, nor do the people listening want to hear your history of the world part one as you, as it applies to you. But we do want to know enough about the background so we can make some intelligent choices available to you. So let us get started with Glenn, who is listening now in Palo Cedro, California. Where's Palo Cedro, Glenn?
Well, it's close to Redding, about 8 miles east.
Okay, up that area. Yeah, good, good. What's on your mind, sir? What can we do to help you out?
Okay, just last night I found out that my daughter has, she said edema, but I looked it up and she has leg edema. I know it's a very serious thing. I've looked it up. And I think this is going to be a no-brainer. I think she needs to get herself into a hospital or ER, but I thought I would talk to Dr. Ken and ask him what he thinks. She's 50 years old. She's way overweight, probably 350 pounds, and she has these abrasions on her leg. They're leaking like crazy.
Sure, sure. Boy, it's being a good father never ends, does it?
Yeah, well, we try, and I'm very concerned about her.
Right. Is there changes in the skin? Does the skin look purple, dark red?
Well, I'm not sure that she's very protective. She's had this for probably 6 months,
okay.
According to my wife. But I know she has lesions or something where there's water. She has bandages on them now, and today she went through four bandages, so I'm assuming it's very serious. And I want to get her to hospital, and I know she knows about you. She's talked about you, and I thought, well, if I can get your advice saying we need to get her into the ER or something, it may be a help.
Well, if it's been going on for 6 months, and she doesn't feel any different this week than she did last week, she may not need an ER. You know, that may not be the most cost-effective way to treat this. If it's more of a chronic problem, she should be in her doctor's office yesterday and let the doctors start working on diagnosing and treating it. But just briefly, is this affecting both legs equally, do we know?
It's not affecting both legs equally. One seems to be worse than the other, but her feet are so swollen she can't even wear shoes, and she has a hard time even getting out of her apartment.
But, Glenn, is it affecting both legs, but one worse than the other?
One worse than the other, yes.
But it's definitely in both.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And you said she's, it sounds like she's morbidly obese. And do we know if she has any heart problems? Has she had any heart failure? Does she have any kidney issues? She must be diabetic, I would imagine.
I don't think she has any of those things, but I think she doesn't know because she hasn't gone in, and I'm concerned.
So she's just unwilling or afraid to go and get checked out. How tall is she?
She's about 5'8".
5'8", and she's 350.
Yes, that's my guess. I don't know. She looks very... Last time, I haven't seen her for 2 years because she doesn't motate around much.
Does she live alone?
At home. She works at home, and she's in the San Francisco area.
Uh-huh. Is she married?
No, she's never been married.
Okay, so she lives alone.
Yes, and she has a wonderful job, and whenever we talk to her, she's wonderful. You wouldn't know anything was wrong, but I just found this out, and when I looked it up, it scared me half to death.
Right, but Glenn, I realize this is very upsetting. If I was the father here, I'd be very upset, but there's some reason why your daughter, who doesn't sound like an unintelligent woman, just won't go and get this checked out. Either she's afraid or she's depressed.
I would guess, sir, that it's she's just afraid to go in.
Uh-huh. Well, she needs to not be afraid. This is not going to go away on its own. It's probably either what we call venous insufficiency, venous stasis, where the blood just is not flowing well in the legs, and it just accumulates, and if it can't get back to the heart, it just starts melting literally through the skin. But she needs to be checked to make sure she doesn't have heart failure. She needs to be checked to make sure she doesn't have kidney problems. If it was extremely isolated to one leg, I'd be worried about a clot in the leg. But if it's been going on this long without treatment, I seriously doubt it's a clot in the leg. But I just wonder with her weight, she's probably has high blood pressure, she probably has diabetes, and she could have serious heart problems.
Yes, one thing I'd like to say is she did have somebody come in, some nurse practitioner, not nurse practitioner, but somebody from the medical thing, and they did bandage her up and such, but it was costing her a lot of money, and she didn't think it was working effectively. And I said, well, you need to go into the hospital.
Glenn, she needs to go see a primary care physician, an internist or a family doctor on Monday and get this started. Tell her that I recommended that.
It's coming up to 12:30. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome to the weekend.
33 after the hour now. It's the Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Join us. Whether you're listening on the phone or not, you can do your thing as to trying to solve your problem or a problem of somebody that you care about. Get to the point and let's get at it. 888-553-7536. Moving along comfortably to our new affiliate in Des Moines, Iowa, Greg, listening there. What can we do to help you out, sir? And thanks for the call.
Hi, I just had a quick question. I was just asking regarding the Zika virus. Is that detected by blood tests or through other measures?
Sure, Greg. Great questions. Let's talk about the symptoms and the diagnosis of Zika, because this is coming up a lot and everybody's wondering about it, so I'm glad you asked. About 1 in 5 people, Greg, infected with Zika virus become ill. That is, they get Zika disease. The most common symptoms of Zika, they're fever, rash, joint pain, or conjunctivitis, that's red eye. Other common symptoms include muscle pain and headache. The incubation period for Zika virus disease is not known, but it's likely to be a few days to a week. The illness is usually mild, with symptoms lasting for several days to a week. People usually do not get sick enough to go to the hospital, and they very rarely die from Zika. Zika virus usually remains in the blood of an infected person for about a week, but it can be found longer in some people. And it's diagnosed by a blood test, but the blood test sometimes overlaps with dengue and chikungunya, which are two other viruses which are carried by the same mosquito and have similar symptoms. So often it's difficult to make a specific accurate diagnosis. And what is even more helpful is, has the person been in an area where Zika is known to be abundant, and that helps a lot. So if you have these symptoms, you want to tell your healthcare provider when you develop them, if you have recently traveled to one of these areas, and your healthcare provider may order this specialized blood test to look for Zika or some of the other similar viruses, again, like dengue and chikungunya.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. 888-553-7536. Let's go over that information again for those people who did not hear you describe or explain why it is that Zika is important from your perspective, Ken.
Well, the most important reason why it's important is because it can cause very serious permanent damage to the brain of a newborn infant that's in utero. And that's the big issue. It rarely causes any significant illness to the adult who gets it. In fact, only about 1 in 5 people who are bit by the mosquito actually get the illness. And it's usually a mild illness. Very few people, adults, die from it. Usually you don't even get into the hospital. And the people who are at serious jeopardy are the unborn, the fetuses that are being carried by the mother. So it's preventing the pregnant woman from getting bit by the mosquito, which is the major effort here.
All right. So one of the things we talked about in the discussion was regarding the flu shots that might be, no, I say flu shots, but vaccines that might come out of this. And in the next few minutes after we discussed that, we talked about seafood protecting the brain and anybody that might have a genetic risk for Alzheimer's. We were talking, you mentioned mercury, and mercury is something that people worry about. Those who don't want vaccines have continually brought up, and this is a discussion that we've had, the impact of mercury on the system and on the brain. And you can't get people, it seems, to be honest when it comes to the flu shots, for example, to tell you which ones have mercury in them for a preservative. I forget what that, I never can pronounce
Dimerosal.
It. Dimerosal. Okay. So if people just come clean, what are they hiding? Well, Why is it that they don't say this right out, this is mercury or thimerosal, and it is mercury? And that's, I think, what people worry about with regard to any new virus. They don't trust the drug companies, and they don't trust the drug dispensers, Ken. Well, many people don't.
I understand that. I think the reason why it's not a big deal is because and why it's not presented the way you would like it to is nobody's really hiding it. The thimerosal has the mercury. If you want a vaccine that's thimerosal free, just ask for it, especially the flu shots.
Most people don't know what thimerosal is. They know what mercury is, but most people, remember the day we had last year that druggist who called a pharmacist, and he was angry at us because he said that they didn't have mercury, and he didn't really even know what thimerosal was, and he didn't like it when I asked him the question, and he kept avoiding talking about the two kinds of flu shots, one that had thimerosal and one that didn't. And so that kind of stuff is what heightens people's awareness to this. Because why don't they just say, okay, we put mercury in this to preserve it and not try to fiddle around with some BS explanation that just makes them look like they're trying to cover something up.
Well, what they are, what the traditional academics, based on their studies, say is that in adults, the thimerosal in its such low concentration doesn't affect the adults. It's more the children.
Not in one dose, but if you have a flu shot every year and it has that stuff in it, it's going to have a collective impact on you, don't you think?
Well, I know, I hear what the traditional academics say, and then I hear what you say, and and I can tell you, I get the thimerosal free one, the reason why it's not being presented like you feel is because the traditional academic physicians speak with a very loud voice that they will say all the research shows that in such low levels that are found in the flu vaccine, the adults are not affected.
Yes, with one shot, correct. But if you have them over the course of 40 or 50 years, that's not correct.
Well, it would be nice to have one of these academics on with us.
Yeah,
who, you know, they will tell you over and over, but I hear you, and I say, why take the chance?
Yes.
We don't
just
know.
Just don't get it. But educate yourself.
But just ask for the thimerosal free.
Right.
And it does come down sometimes to an economic issue because the thimerosal free is a bit more.
Which would you rather have, though? Spend a couple of bucks to make sure you don't get mercury in your system, or get the cheap one and get mercury in your system every year and have Alzheimer's when you get to be 70?
Well, the one that I took and the one I gave to my family had the thimerosal free, and the one I got from my office. But let me tell you some good news that came out of the JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association article this week, if we have time.
Yeah.
And not only did they find that...
You're talking about the seafood thing and how it affects people's brains.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We talked about this before, about how seafood might protect the brain in people who have a genetic risk for Alzheimer's disease. But what they also learned in this study was that the mercury found in fish does not appear to lead to mental decline. In this study, they looked at people who ate a lot of seafood and fish, tuna sandwiches, fish sticks, cakes or sandwich, fresh fish as a main dish, and shrimp, lobster, or crab. All of these items were accumulated and measured in people's food diaries. And yes, it was noted as you ate more of these types of seafood and fish that your mercury level did go up in the brain, but they found no correlation between level of mercury in the brain and mental decline. So, you know, let's keep the mercury out of our brains, but this is somewhat, I think, reassuring.
Well, we'll have Dr. Fred Grover on. I'm going to Denver to Seriscan in a couple of weeks to have my brain examined again like we did, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yes, that'll be interesting.
But it is, and we'll talk about it because those people completely are against any form of mercury, any form of any metal. If you have it, it's a toxin. They want to get it out of your system because it does, they say, affect your brain. There are all kinds of things that would lead to Alzheimer's and dementia and Parkinson's and things like that.
I am definitely not advocating getting your mercury level up in your brain.
No. 888-553-7536, whether you know it. I don't even know how to test. Hey, it's a blood test. One of the things most people don't get tested in their annual blood review. I don't remember whether we have it. Well, I think 1 year we got a scan for metals in my blood, didn't we?
We did. We checked your mercury. It was fine.
Yeah. Right. Help yourself to more mercury. I'm being facetious with that. 888-553-7536. I know with our discussions we bring up things that are hot for you. Help yourself to whatever questions you may have. Dr. Ken is an expert. He's a great researcher, scientist, and therefore he is the person to ask should you have some questions about things going on. I've noticed lately that more men have been calling than women, and I don't know. I'm sort of surprised at that. Women are usually more sensitive to, or just as sensitive. More, I think, is the correct way of approaching a look.
Isn't that nice that the men are comfortable to call?
Yeah, it is good. Yes, it's very good. More women.
That is unusual. It's usually the, you know, we're generalizing.
No, it is a general statement. 888-553-7536. So I'm going to give you another number in a moment after Ken goes through the reasons why you ought to be listening to some of the people who listen to this program who have written in and say they love Provia because it gets their hair back. If you're having a problem with thinning hair, there may be a medical reason for it, but there may be another way of clearing it up, and Ken's going to explain that.
Well, let's start this new year with a new you. It's time to stop your beautiful hair from falling out and thinning prematurely. Provia from Chamonix, it's the answer. Provia, it's a powerful, all-natural hair thinning treatment. It's got good evidence that it's safe and effective. That's why we like it. It contains a unique blend of plant extracts to get the results you want safely and naturally. And here's Diana from Kingsville, Maryland, telling us her experience. She says Provia truly delivers on its promise. Within weeks, new hair started coming in, no nasty smell, and it's not greasy. I only need to apply a little bit on the thinning area, she says, and I use it every other night before bed, and it really works. Amazing stuff. Best of all, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe on colored and treated hair. Results, they're guaranteed or your money back. That's why I like it. It's truly a no-brainer.
All right, so here's another listener named Corey who said, this is a great product. My hair is hardly falling out anymore. I bought it when I heard Ken talking about it the first of last year. Now, everybody notices my hair because it has grown back in fuller. It feels stronger, looks better, has a volumizer in it, too, by the way, to help you after you cleanse your pores to the point that the follicles can grow back through, because the hair falling out is a natural process. Get Provia, cleanse your scalp, cleanse the pores, let the follicles come back in so you have that stronger, fuller, more vibrant look. You can get it by dialing 800-543-5817. Provia. 800-543-5817. Ken makes a compelling argument for this. Get your hair back or your money back. That's the way I put it. My focus is pretty simple and to the bottom line. Want your hair back? You don't really care how it works. You just want to know that it does. 800-543-5817. It's really, I use it myself on the back and on the part line, and I have noticed that the fuzz is back there, and my hair looks better. Your hair will look a lot better, too. Help yourself to good looks and good feelings about you. 800-543-5817.
Insight Daily Radio. Rod Nordland is an international correspondent at large for the New York Times and just released a new book, The Lovers, Afghanistan's Romeo and Juliet. The true story of how they defied their families and escaped an honor killing is a riveting story that puts a human face of the ongoing debate about women's rights in the Middle East. We spoke with him about the book.
Yeah, I'm the New York Times bureau chief in Kabul. I've been there for the last 5 years or so. And I came across this story of these two lovers one day when I got an email, actually, from somebody in Bamiyan province, a remote part of the country, a woman's ministry representative there who had gotten involved in their case and was trying to drum up publicity for them. One of the requirements of Western countries when they came into Afghanistan to kick the Taliban out was that the new regime treat women a little better, a lot better than the Taliban had. And they insisted on the creation of a women's ministry to be kind of advocates for women. It's an advocacy ministry. It doesn't have much money or much power or even much of a staff, but it does have a kind of role in terms of advocating on behalf of women. So when this couple found themselves with no other place to go, they wanted to be together. Both their families opposed them. They fled to the women's ministry. It would have been that or be probably killed before the night was over.
That's author Rod Nordland on his new book, The Lovers, Afghanistan's Romeo and Juliet. The true story of how they defied their families and escaped an honor killing, which has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
All right, 888-553-7536. Dwayne, from a conversation last week about psoriasis, has a follow-through for Dr. Ken. Questions and answers. Dwayne, go ahead, please. You're on the air.
Yes. First off, Doug, you're putting that hair stuff on your back. If you do that, you're going to end up looking like a gorilla.
Did I say back? I meant back of my head.
Okay, you said back.
Okay, back of my head. Thank you.
The other thing I want to tell Dr. Ken, I did some research. There's actually a dermatologist that does fly down here twice a month.
Oh, great.
All right.
Yeah, with the roads being icy and super slick and all that, the cost of hotel rooms, it was prohibitive to go from my way to Anchorage. But did some research, and they actually fly down to the local hospital and do a 1 or 2 days a month of seeing patients.
Outstanding. And make sure you're on the list of patients.
Yeah, they're 3 to 4 weeks. They're 3 to 4 weeks out on their appointments. But,
really?
I got on the list to be seen.
So. All right, now let's, in 60 seconds, go back over this and why it's okay for him to wait, given his problem. Psoriasis is something that really is ugly, uncomfortable, It's a stress, and it creates stress, and that's unhealthy. So how you feel more, I can hear in your voice, actually. I remember a little of the call last week. You seemed full of anxiety. You don't sound that way now, and that's probably because you found out what you found out, right?
Well, Dwayne, just take what you can do, some lifestyle and home remedies in the meantime. You know, just take daily baths, use moisturizer, expose your skin to small amounts of sunlight, and avoid any of the psoriasis triggers if possible. Avoid drinking alcohol. Do you have any clear triggers? What makes it worse? Or things like stress, smoking, intense sun exposure? These have all been identified as triggers. Do you have any?
No. And intense sun at this time of year up here is not an issue.
Okay.
No, this is, that's true.
We got about 5 hours of daylight.
Intense darkness is what you have up there this time
Dwayne,
of year.
You're perfectly located for having what you have.
Yeah, it'll
without a dermatologist.
Yeah. All right. Well,
be well. Let us know how it turns out, Dwayne. Thanks for calling.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
AAA 55 Dr. Ken. Don't email me or get angry that you didn't get a chance to get in. We don't have much time left. If you'd like to ask us a call with a question, 1-888-55-DRKEN. If you'd like to call, ask me a question, 1-888-553-7536, 1-888-55-DRKEN, DRKEN. Share with you over 30 years being in medicine, and there's no question that will embarrass me. Why don't you call me up and try to embarrass me? I think in over 20 years of radio, no one's ever done it. But
even the watermelon call?
I don't think so.
Okay. That's how I get...
Try and embarrass me with your question.
The watermelon call was something that I think
memorable.
Was down in the annals of the radio program. It was, let's just say, it was quite sexual in nature.
Well, let's see if someone can embarrass me this weekend.
All right. 888-553-7536. Something that's not embarrassing, as we focus on the month of February being Heart Health Month, is Ken's you're enamored with the Superbeats product, but you sure are supportive of what it does, and you help yourself to all of the information that comes from this book, Beat the Odds, giving it to your patients who can benefit greatly. Everybody can benefit greatly. The secret, I guess, is in the dietary nitrates when it comes right down to it for Superbeats, Ken, yeah?
It really is, and this is where good mainstream medicine meets, you know, the other side sometimes, and they meet in the center, and this is a sweet spot. This is a product that is being investigated at some of the major universities in the country. Nitric oxide received the Nobel Prize in 1998 in physiology and medicine. It was only discovered in 1988 as being an important messenger in the body. It's the third gas, oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitric oxide. Most doctors, if they didn't go to medical school in the last few years, don't even know about it. I didn't learn anything about it in medical school, and it is very important. And fortunately, there's now a saliva test developed by a Baylor professor, Baylor University professor, who is really at the cutting edge of this nitric oxide. And you can test yourself to make sure you have adequate amounts, because if you don't, your body from head to toe won't be working properly, because the red blood cells, remember high school biology, carries the oxygen around in the 60,000 miles of your circulation, but the red blood cell can't get into the circulation like a garage door opener. It needs to be sprayed. The circulation needs to be sprayed with nitric oxide. So in one arm, the red blood cell carries oxygen. In the other arm, it carries nitric oxide. It releases the nitric oxide. The blood vessels open up, and the red cell carries the oxygen throughout your body. You need to continuously remake nitric oxide. And as we get older, you need to eat more and more dietary nitrates to the point it's very hard. And that's where Superbeats, the folks from Neogenes, they have two products, Superbeats. It's like getting a huge boost of nitric oxide. You go work out at the gym, or you're feeling tired in the day, instead of your caffeinated beverage or high energy drink, the Superbeats is an ideal sudden jolt. But then if you just don't have an adequate tank full of nitric oxide, you need to get your baseline up. That's where the Neo 40 comes in. I think everybody should check their levels, especially if you have symptoms of high blood pressure, if you are feeling fatigue. These are especially areas that can be helped by getting your nitric oxide level up.
All right, so you want to maintain your heart health, as again, I underscore, this is February Heart Health Month. Call 800-655-4183 to take advantage of what Dr. Ken is explaining here by getting a hold of this product. And he mentioned two products. One of them is Superbeats, which you take in the powder form, comes in a canister. You take the 4 ounces of water from the tap, put a teaspoon of Superbeats in, give yourself a charge during the morning, the afternoon, working out. You need a sort of pick-me-up after lunch, so you make it through the day as a productive member of society. Excuse me. And then the consideration of Neo 40, it's a capsule with the same amount of Superbeats as in a teaspoon. Put it in your mouth. It is immediately discharged and absorbed into your system. Gives you a good feeling. Instead of a cup of coffee, the shot of Superbeats and Neo 40 makes your day start the best way, the most positive way. No coffee, energy drinks, other stamina boosters. Don't need them. All you need is Superbeats. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. Get the book Beat the Odds, too, when you order this product. 800-655-4183. Good day. Health at 59 past the hour.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.